figure to help you learn some of the valuable lessons needed while growing up. It's never too late to learn them. In this book, I want to make sure I share with you some of the things I believe all men need to hear about manhood, life, love, and relationships. Here are a few things I want you to be mindful of while reading. Number one, this book isn't just about finding a wife. I know what the title says, but this isn't only about finding a woman you can spend the rest of your life with. It's as much about self-reflection and your growth as a man as it is about finding love. In this book, you will learn about yourself and where your focus needs to be in preparation for your wife. I'm going to give you plenty of tips to help you navigate the dating process. In addition to the tips I share, I'm also going to include information on the types of behaviors you should practice to increase your chances of attracting a great woman into your life. Number two, I'm not here to bash or judge you. Although I may point out flaws and patterns of negative behavior you may or may not be engaging in, don't take it as an attack or an attempt to put you down. It's being done for a purpose. I want to bring clarity and awareness to the areas that need improvement so you can get better results in life and love. No one is perfect, and we all have to embrace correction in our lives if we truly want to see progress. I have gained a lot of insight as a life coach and a speaker. I also speak from my own personal experience because I have often been guilty of plenty of the same behaviors you will go on to read about in the coming chapters. Both my personal and professional experience gives me the ability to be transparent with you about the challenges we face as men and offer insight on how to overcome them. Number three, God will be the guide. I take a very practical approach to breaking down issues and providing solutions. However, spirituality is the foundation throughout the book. You may already understand the importance of seeking and following God's guidance in your life. If not, you will see why it's absolutely essential as we go along. This isn't about preaching to you and getting churchy. It's about giving you the ingredients I'm confident you need to generate greater success in your life and in your relationships. Read along with an open mind, and it will make things much easier to receive. Number four, I will keep it real. I may say some things you agree with, and I may say some things that may make you want to curse my name, but I will keep it real no matter what. You may experience some resistance to what I lay out for you, but know that I am being completely honest about the topic at hand, man to man. No matter what I say, you still have to make the choice to embrace it or reject it. Just keep this question in mind as you read. Has my way of doing things been working for me? I also encourage you to take what is discussed here and pray about it. Don't just come to a conclusion based on what seems logical to you. Go to God in prayer and verify that what is being said to you, you need to accept as truth. This will help guide you in the direction you need to go. Women have tons of professional resources to help them navigate the waters of relationships. These resources allow them to learn how to overcome the issues keeping them from finding the love they desire. Now, this book will do the same for men who desire the same professional guidance and insight, because we too need to know how to accomplish the same results. I am confident you're going to find this book and the information it contains very valuable. Some of the information will be familiar to you, and some of it may be brand new to you. Take what applies and begin implementing these things in your life as soon as possible. Be willing to try new things if you haven't been getting the results you desire. The definition of insanity is to keep doing the same thing over and over, expecting different results. Stop the insanity. I know you are ready for better results in life and ready to find the woman you can be proud to call your wife. With that said, there is one more point I need to make and discuss before we continue, especially for any man reading this that is still a bit skeptical about marriage. Marriage was made to bless you. Quote, marriage sucks. It all goes downhill once you say I do. Women will switch up on you, deny sex, and constantly look at you like you stole something. It just isn't worth the investment and putting yourself in the position for her to take half of your assets. So here's some advice. Don't get married. End quote. I hope you realize I don't honestly embrace anything said in that last paragraph. I was merely echoing the voices of the many men who have taken this negative stance on marriage. What these men who claim they are just trying to help you fail to realize is that marriage was never the problem. Who they chose to marry was the problem. Not accepting the effort and responsibility needed to make